1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 9 to 13 is the text for our meditation. 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 9. I wrote unto you in an epistle not to company with fornicators, yet not altogether with the fornicators of this world, nor with the covetous, nor extortioners, nor with idolaters. For then must ye needs go out of the world. But now I have written unto you not to keep company if any man that is called a brother be a fornicator, or covetous, or an idolater, or a railer, or a drunkard, or an extortioner. With such an one, know not to eat. For what have I to do to judge them also that are without? Do not ye judge them that are within? But them that are without, God judges. Therefore, put away among you that wicked person. Know not to eat is the title of our Sunday school class, 1 Corinthians 5, verses 9 to 13. The Apostle Paul says to the Corinthian Christians to separate themselves from the brother who refused to repent of his known sin, as fornication, lest they be influenced to follow his evil ways. Here, you see the pervading of sin in the Corinthian church. When a man refuses to discharge himself from the sin that is engaged and involved in, and would think that he should continue life as it is in the church, here the Apostle Paul gives a warning. His direct advice to us is that they do not have company with him, even on a social basis, like eating a meal together. Here you see why, right? The Apostle Paul makes it very clear to help us to understand and know that there is a corruption that comes with an unrepentant person. Right? When a person insists on their ways, continue to go in the way of their sin. And here, the Lord makes it very clear not to keep company with them. Why? Because we would be influenced, isn't it, to follow their pernicious ways. And we'll need to protect ourselves. So what is the purpose of such an action to ostracize, as it were? Right, a very hard thing, isn't it? Right, we said, wow, why so hard? Why so socially unfriendly? Why behave like that? Right. So here, well, Paul explains, so that this person might be called to search his heart and to repent of his sin, that evil might be purged from the congregation of God's people. So you imagine someone comes in and with that kind of a tendency in their hearts, and they go around in the fellowship, and you realize that that person after a while has not fully repented and cannot control And that influence comes upon the others who may not know, who may be innocent. And they will get into trouble, isn't it? This was what Paul was addressing, seeking to address, right? Unrepentant and habitual sinners. Shipwreck others by their evil ways. And sometimes, and Paul puts it so clearly, and he did not mince his words, he seek that this must be done, evil might be purged. So here, the Lord wants us to see, right, how there is an impact. There is an impact. Unrepentant and habitual sinners, right, would shipwreck others by their evil ways. So imagine a new believer comes to Christ, seeing such a one in the midst of God's people and such a sin tolerated, when it is not even tolerated in the Gentile world. This will surely nullify the Christian testimony. And so here you see how important it is. He says that those who live immoral lives in the world, well, you can't stop them. But what the believers can do is to keep themselves pure by not joining company with them. By joining them, we are condoning their evil ways. As such, he asks that they keep clear of such a one. The word join means do not mix together. Do not close rank with them. And you see this in the situation of the Israelites who were there in the wilderness before they went into the promised land. Right? There was that mixed with the Moabite woman. So when that took place, the plague of God immediately came upon the people. Many died. And Israel had to quickly clean house. And there was a man called Phinehas, and how he had to make sure that the plague did not stop. So the fornicating couple, the man and the woman, the Moabite woman, were pierced through with a spear. You said very harsh. Why like that? Because evil needs to be stopped. So here we see how important it is that the Church of Jesus Christ be kept pure. Jesus says, blessed are the pure, for they shall see God. And so, what is the judgment? Verse 12 says, for what have I to do to judge them also that are without? Do not ye judge them that are within? But them that are without God judges. Therefore put away from among yourselves that wicked person. The Apostle Paul has said in verse 3 that he has weighed the evidence and made a judgment concerning the incestuous person in the Corinthian church. 1 Corinthians 5 verse 3 says, for I verily, as absent in the body but present in spirit, have judged already, as though I were present, concerning him that hath so done this deed. He's not making a judgment concerning one that is outside the church. That he tells us is God's prerogative. But for one that is within the church, there is a moral responsibility within the church to keep the purity of the body by dealing with sin through church discipline. So, before one is admitted as a member of the church, right, one of the vows is that to be subjected to the discipline in the church. And he's urging the church to exercise their God-given duty to help this errant one to come back to God. So, it is not punitive. Right? The action is not punitive. But it is always with a thought to restore such a one. But if the person is unrepentant, and you can observe by the ways, the behavior, well, then, well, action has to be taken. So, the verb to put away comes with a sense of urgency, a duty, and a command. Therefore, put away, right? It is a command there that is given. The church is not to put out the evil person from among its members. It is to be done in love and great sorrow. If you were to read the book of Nehemiah, you would realize and see when Israel returned from their captivity, during the time of the Persian Empire, Cyrus gave the decree to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem and the walls of Jerusalem, and Nehemiah went back to build. But when he was back there, together with Ezra the scribe, he saw that there were many mixed marriages. And these mixed marriages were causing a lot of chaos within the congregation of Israel. And so, at that time, he was so grieved, Ezra the scribe. And they put on sackcloth, and they fasted, and it was raining, heavy rain at that time. And there was great, the word of God was read out. And when the word of God was read out, there was a need to take action. And there you see how it was appointed for these who have taken foreign wives to come before the Lord, and they are to put them away. And those who did so agreed, and they put away these foreign wives, and some already have children. It was a sad thing. But here, why is it that God commands such a thing? Because you realize that the unequal yoke would draw Israel away from its purity, and it would affect the body of God's people. And these principles that are recorded for us must cause us to realize, right, to understand the gravity of the matter. The gravity of the matter. And so Ezra wept. They were in great sorrow. And so here we see this was God's way by which there is the church may be purified, so that there will be within the Church of Jesus Christ a witness for His honor and glory. May the Lord help us. Let us pray. Father, we thank Thee for Thy holy word. Strengthen us to do Thy will. Grant us Thy peace and joy to follow Thee and walk close to Thee. O Lord, grant to us Thy peace and joy, and grant to us Thy very presence in this new week as Thou send us forth to do Thy bidding. This I pray with thanksgiving through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.